Welcome to Moorish Radio, where the music you love comes alive. Welcome to the realm of the unknown. The chilling tales that will send shivers down your spine. Brace yourselves for the Cold Shivers podcast, where the supernatural comes to life. In a world where darkness lurks around every corner, where creatures of the night unleash their terror upon the unsuspecting, we invite you to join your hosts, Jessica Bell and Ushaka Isorok Bey, on a journey into the depths of horror.
Her eyes studied the ink drawing of the weathered paper. Red eyes stared at her, black ink and scratches to resemble fur, and words written on the top with wolf wanted dead. And the smaller letters at the bottom, cash reward 200. The same paper was posted around the small town.
Oh my, they raised a reward for the wolf?
One of the ladies whispered to her friend.
Yes, indeed. Right after the accident of Mr. Williams.
Soon, she could hear more ladies join in on the conversation.
Poor Mr. Williams. I heard they had to amputate his leg. Isn't that terrible?
She bit the inside of her cheek too hard, and she could feel a small amount of blood enter her mouth. She scraped her tongue against the back of her teeth. Her hands clutched at her red cloak. Inside her mind, she could hear the wolf's growl. It echoed loudly and snap a bones as the wolf sunk its teeth into the leg of Mr. Williams. She was there that night, and she had somehow survived. Oh, it's Red. Red quickly tore her attention away from the paper to see Miss Withers, who kindly smiled at her. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning to you, too. Miss Withers looked at the paper with the wolf on it. It stared back at her. Say, now you be careful in those woods, okay? I know your grandmother lives on the other side of the woods, but it's best to be careful. Yes, ma'am, Red nodded at her words. Miss Withers nodded politely at the young girl. It's a good thing she made that cloak a few days ago because of it. Though I do hear that your grandmother is sick. Pray tell, is she getting any better?
Not so much, ma'am, Red replied, eyes flickering to a small hospital. I am waiting for medicine from the doc. He should be back in any minute. He told me to wait outside.
Miss Withers didn't say anything else pertaining to the situation.
I see. Well,
she lifted up the blanket of her basket that contained freshly baked bread. Here, why don't you give some to your grandmother? I'm sure she would like some.
Thank you, ma'am.
Red took a loaf of bread and put it in her own basket. I'll be sure to tell her that you sent it.
Yes, please do.
Good day now, Red. I must be off. Miss Withers walked away, as Red politely waved her off. Then she turned her attention to the hospital. She stayed staring at the place until she felt something against her throat. She coughed and yanked herself forward. The motion allowed whoever grabbed her cloak to let go. Quickly, she spun around, setting her eyes on a bunch of pesky children. Don't touch people without their permission, she snapped at them, and made sure her cloak was away from their grubby hand. The children laughed at her pathetic attempts and scurried off to annoy someone else. At last, the doc came out. She was quick to hurry over to him. He handed her a small vial of amber liquid. Tell your grandmother to only put a drop or two into her tea every day for the rest of the week. Yes, sir. Red took the vial and carefully laid it against the bread. Her grandmother would probably know what to do with it anyway. I'll be off now. Red was quick to leave the place, and she hurried on back to her house. Once inside, her mother was out of her chair the moment Red entered the place. Oh, you're finally back. She was quick to grab some fruits and place them into Red's basket. She paused briefly at the new addition in the basket. Did Miss Withers give you the loaf? Yes, she did. Red covered the basket with the cloth her mother previously disrupted. Her mother nodded. Well, you must be off before night falls. Her grandmother is still ill, and hopefully the medicine can help. She quickly gave Red a hug, and her hands fiddled with the red cloak still tied around her. And remember, you mustn't take off the cloak your grandmother made. They'll protect you from anything. Yes, Ma, I understand. Red was then shooed out of the house. The sun was starting to set, and she better hurry up. Her feet took her to the familiar trail towards grandmother's house. It was worn over the years with how she got there. She'll get there soon with the medicine, and it'll make her feel better. She continued walking on, and she froze seeing the bridge.
Hi, I'm David Southway of Soul Vaults, a program that brings you classic soul, Motown and Northern Soul weeknights and weekends here on Moorish Radio. More of what you want and where more is better.
Oh no, this is terrible. It looks like a tree was knocked down and it took up the middle of the bridge. Red bit her lip in worry, gnawing at the flesh as she tried to figure something out. She could try jumping over it, but the jagged pieces of wood looked intimidating. She must find another way across the river. A sigh left her. Red walked along the river, hoping to find a way across. The sun was halfway from turning into night. She needs to go to her grandmother's house before the wolf appears. She hurried up along and found one. It was a pile of large rocks that could be used as stepping stones. Taking a deep breath, Red hopped onto the first stone. Her footing was stable. Next one was the same as the first step. She was quick to continue, hopping along each stone, and finally reached a goal on the other side. Red let a sigh of relief leave her lips. Off to grandmother's house. Though she must hurry up along some more. She took notice of the sun disappearing over the horizon. The night sky was going to take over soon. We trudged on. The darkness was creeping up. The rustle of the bush made her freeze and heartbeat skip a beat. She froze, eyes searching for the source of the noise. It's not the wolf, she repeated the chant in her head. Her eyes trailed up to the sky and took notice of the moon. She's heard of the stories that the wolf comes out on the full moon. She should be safe then. Red tightened the cloak against her body. Her feet continued, and then it was a noise of laughter that made her freeze up. Well, well, what's a little girl like you walking through the woods at night? A group of men appeared out from the shadows. She felt panic run through her veins. Bandits! She clutched her basket closer to her, eyes wide, watching their every move. Can't speak, eh? One of the men stepped forward, a knife dangerously gripped into his hand. Why don't you hand over what you got? Red finally found her voice at the demand. No, even though it was shaky and unsure, she continued to speak. I need to get this somewhere, please, she begged. What do you got in there? Another one of the men voiced his curiosity. Please, it's just medicine, Red pleaded. If they knew the truth, perhaps they would let her go. It was a possibility. I need to get this somewhere safe. Let's see what kind of medicine. One of them made a dash at her, which spooked her. We grabbed the basket, and Red was quick to grip onto the basket's handle. She won't let this go. She tried to take it back, but was pushed to the ground. Rocks dug into her palms, and she worriedly looked up as he pulled out the vial of medicine. Wait, stop! Red tried getting up, but felt a force on her cloak. Say, this feels like the cloak has magic! One of the men ripped her cloak off with such force that the strings used to tie them came undone. Give that back! And she was quick to reach out to take the cloak back, but was struck with force that sent her back to the ground. Her face stung with pain. She can't protect herself without it. They laughed at her pathetic attempts. And what will you do? They sneered at her. Let's go. It looks like it's going to be a full moon. Let's leave her to the wolf.
One time for Ushaka, international marketplace. Two times for the shoppers. This brand is the one to take. We got the new, authentic and unique. This the place, yeah, this the place. In Ushaka, I believe, and it's affordable to me. You should check it out and see. As you vibing with me, browsing, head is bobbing to the beat, and it's affordable for me. You should check it out and see. Ushaka International Marketplace, the place to be.
Oh, that's where I'm going.
Ushaka International. Ushaka International
Marketplace.
Ushaka
International
Marketplace. Ushaka International
Marketplace.
That's the place to go.
Red quickly looked up, and her eyes focused on the full moon, about to be covered by the few clouds who dared to be there. The wolf is coming. It only comes out on the full moon. The full moon stared back at her brightly. There was no comfort in it. Just an uneasy feeling when she first heard the growl. The men had barely turned around when they heard it. The wolf. It was here already. Frozen necks managed to turn despite fear gripping their bodies. The wolf stood there where the girl was once before. A few small pieces of the girl's clothes lay at the paws. It must have gotten her already. Piercing red eyes stared at them, as its lips curled into a vicious smile. Large teeth were revealed. All it took was a leap for the wolf to sink its teeth into one of the men. He screamed, scrambling to get back to the carriage he left on the other trail, a few feet away. The wolf continued to claim a few more victims, each falling to their demise. There was only one left. The remaining survivor hid inside the carriage, afraid it was too late to unhitch the horse to get away from here. He could hear the wolf approaching. Its heavy paws echoed around him, and the sniffing made him cower into the corner of the carriage. Silence took over the moment. Only the wind outside was an indicator of any noise. It's gone. The man breathed a sigh of relief before large canines broke through the flimsy wood carriage. They sank into the man's shoulder and managed to pull the man out. The carriage fell on its side, items breaking and spilling onto the floor. Screams echoed around the forest as teeth snapped around the neck. The wolf tipped its head back, letting out a howl to let them know. The wolf is the one to be afraid of. It was now the clouds decided to end the terror of the night, hiding the moon behind them. Red's eyes stayed unfocused at the moon.
Her body felt numb. The wolf was here. She could hear the howl bouncing off in her mind. She had to get out of here. Finally, her neck gave out and let her head fall forward. Her mind was dizzy, and her vision was slowly coming to terms. It was the smell of blood that hit her nose first. She managed to swivel her head and choked back down the scream. The men from before?
Morris Radio. We're passionate about promoting independent artists, showcasing their talent and music. For details, email us at morrisradio@morrismediainc.com or visit us on the web.
They were dead. She felt disgusted as the smell of copper filled her senses. Scrambling back, her eyes surveyed the horrible scene. The wolf had done this. A ragged breath took her, and she felt something wet on her lips. A broken piece of mirror from the carriage lay on the ground. She picked it up and threw it back at the ground in a single movement. Blood was decorated around her mouth. She can taste a sharp copper taste in her mouth. Oh, their blood is in her mouth. Red gagged and threw up right then and there. She took a few more ragged breaths, trying to calm herself down. Her hands are shaking and can't move properly. It doesn't really seem to be working. Her eyes glance around their bodies and, in her mind, realization sinks in. Though another part of her is fighting against it. The more rational side of knowing she's a human. She's not the wolf. Surely. A lump is in her throat as she gets up. Her movements are hasty as she grabs her basket. The cloth is removed. The bread doesn't look edible. But the vial of medicine seems fine. It should be okay. She spots a red cloak and hurriedly puts it on. Then Red runs. She runs all the way to her grandmother's house. Right now, she can't stand to be in the woods. She wants to get away from the mist and out of them. Somewhere more familiar and comforting. Her breathing is ragged, and she continues to feel like she's gagging. Her legs are shaking, but they still manage to hold her upright. The sight of her grandmother's house comes into view. She rushes to the front door, banging on it loudly. Red is still shaking as she tries to calm herself down again. A muffled voice comes from beyond the door. Coming, coming. The door swings open and her grandmother is standing there. Oh, Red! She smiles at her granddaughter, happy to see her. And then the smile slowly fades, seeing Red's panicked expression and the blood still clinging onto her lips. What happened, dear? Red opens her mouth to speak, but no words come out. They stand there for a bit as Red tries to calm herself down again, trying to form a coherent sentence. Oh, Grandma, what am I?
Thank you for joining us on this spine-chilling journey through the world of horror. As we reach the end of another episode, we want to express our gratitude to all our listeners who have tuned in to the Moorish Media Presents Cold Shivers podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. We have plenty more bone-chilling tales and terrifying encounters in store for you. We would also like to ask for your support by leaving a review. Your feedback not only helps us improve, but also helps other horror enthusiasts discover our podcast. Connect with us on social media channels and our website for behind-the-scenes exclusives, sneak peeks, and updates on upcoming episodes. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Moorish Media Inc. and online at moorishmediainc.com/cold-shivers. Thank you again for joining us on this chilling adventure. Until next scare. You're listening to Moorish Radio. More of what you want and where more is better.
BRL, son.
Yo, this is MC Cursor. You're listening to BRL.
It's Australia's hip-hop show.
I'm Matty B from SBX Crew.
Nationally recognised, award-winning.
Hey, yo, this is Giraffe and you're listening to BRL.
At 20 years deep.
We're posse shot.
Bang.
You're listening to BRL. Back.
Catch us on Moorish Radio. Check your guides for the details.
I'm Seth Century. You're on Beats, Rhymes and Life, and I endorse this product.
Hi, I'm David Southway of Soul Vaults. You can listen to the programme weeknights here on Moorish Radio between 6.45 and 8.45, Sunday to Saturday. I'll see you then.
With Moorish Radio, discover the joy of music and take a trip down memory lane. Best of all, for a limited time only, Moorish Radio is offering a $1 7-day or 30-day free trial. Don't miss out on this opportunity to explore a world of musical wonders and sign up for Moorish Radio today. Visit moorishmediainc.com/moorish-radio and join us at Moorish Radio, where we play the hits that resonate with your soul.